A 14-year-old Pakistani schoolgirl is shot in the head by the Taliban. She survived. In New Delhi, a young woman is gang-raped on a bus and brutally beaten. She died. It's this type of violence against girls and women that Dr. Helene Gale says must end.
We're thrilled that our country and the president signed into law the Violence Against Women's Act. And, you know, want to stand with committed citizens around the world to make sure that gender-based violence is eliminated globally.
Dr. Gale is the president and CEO of CARE. The campaign's goals are to educate and empower girls and women around the world. But Dr. Gale also recognizes the importance of including males in the conversation. She uses the country of Benin in West Africa as an example.
They just passed a law last year that made gender-based violence illegal, and it was because citizens came up and voiced, men and women together, voiced their sense of outrage around the degree of gender-based violence.
But Dr. Gale says there are other countries that need help. The World Health Organization says 59% of women in rural Ethiopia reported being subjected to sexual violence, and in Peru, it was 52%. Rose Scott, WABE News.